This is episode 159, recorded on May 9th, 2014. Peckard pokes at Atheist TV, the cure for religious constipation.
You can help support and promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at cafepress.com/PeckardPokesAt, where you can choose from a variety of different items like hoodies, hats, and bears. Oh my! Put a Peckard Pokes At mug in your hands today.
Do you like Peckard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peckard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peckard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Peckard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far east coast is Joe Unseen.
It's a dingle hopper. Humans use these little babies to straighten their hair out.
Oh, is that what they're used for? I thought the dingle hopper for straightening my shoelaces out.
Right. Or you could twirl spaghetti on them.
Oh,
And eat the sacrament of God.
From spaghetti to the sacrament of God. Lovely. And joining us tonight from the middle of Michigan is Dave, you're damned.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, joining us today from Middle Earth.
Well, Michigan is Middle Earth, pretty much.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the difference?
Hobbits is.
Oh, well, we have a good story here for you tonight, and we have a new segment that's coming up tonight, so be watching for that. So let's get to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. Oh, by the way, I forgot completely last week to say last week's episode 158. This is episode 159. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. We've got so many of these done. Speaking of being done...
I'm going to start saying random numbers when it's time for you to say the episode number, so you have to
actually think about notes. I have to start thinking about it, sure.
You have to count on all your fingers and toes all the way up to 160.
Okay. When you're done, you usually means when you have to go do something, and this is something everybody does from the day you're born to the day you die, whether you believe, you don't believe, whether you're man or woman. Everybody poops. There is a problem sometimes when you have to go. Sometimes you just go and go and go. And then other times when you want to go, you just can't. And when you just can't go, then people turn to medicines or different types of fibering or whatever to try to get that to help regulate that. However, with fibering... eating things you have to eat that are fibrous or whatever, that takes a while for it to work, and sometimes it doesn't work as well as you'd like. And then medicines, this causes all their kinds of complications. Now, there is a capsule, it's about the size of a quarter, that you can swallow, and about 6 to 8 hours later, it turns on, and it starts vibrating. So if you take one of these things, and you forgot that you're taking it, and all of a sudden your stomach starts going... then it works its way through the intestinal tract and breaks up the poop. It tries to, anyway. And apparently they've been working with this for some time, and people who have been experiencing using this have gone from using it for, like, when they have just twice a week movements to up to 4 times a week, which I think is a bit excessive anyway, but... The thing is, though, we were kind of talking about this at the meeting. I was kind of, like, making fun of the fact is, you know, what happens when this thing hits the toilet? Is it going to start buzzing around? And if you get too many of these things, will it just, like, you know, start vibrating your porcelain apart? I mean, Joe, your thoughts.
What will the Japanese think of next?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's the Israelis, the Tel Aviv hospital in Tel Aviv came up with this idea.
Yes, they did.
It's like a pill. You swallow it. It's got a little motor inside. It vibrates. It jiggles your intestines, so you make a poop. And as I read this article, I wondered what happens to this device when it reaches the end, like, mm-hmm. you know, the end of the patient, the end of the colon. And like you mentioned, you know, buzzing around in a toilet. One of the follow-up articles mentioned that. It was like, you know, what you're going to be sitting in a public restroom and suddenly you'll hear, like, in the next stall, like, bzzz, and it's buzzing around in the toilet. And it's like, oh, come on. But, yeah, when I was reading it, I almost thought I read that they were going to be washed and reused.
Ugh.
And like, I don't know, I read it wrong. I must have been thinking it, and my eyes played a trick on me. I, like, went back and reread it. I'm like, no, it absolutely does not say that. These are 100% disposable. They go down the toilet with everything else.
Right.
But you got to – I mean, people are essentially swallowing little robots so they can poop.
Yeah, little
That's
motors.
What it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're programmed to go off at a certain time, and whoa, baby.
You know, I just you just kind of hit on something that I didn't think of when I initially was thinking about this. If it's still going – when you're pooping, I mean, people like certain things coming out, the feeling around the anus, because there are nerve endings there. Could you imagine that, just that coming out, buzzing, just as you're like, woo!
I was going to say, I can't wait to, I mean, it's only a matter of time until the porn industry gets their hands on this.
They won't put it in your mouth, though. They'll wait until it activates. They'll do whatever it is to activate, and they'll do it the reverse. You know, do the South Park episode where everybody, instead of, you know, they would sit on the food and would poop out the other direction, they could put the pill in the other direction just for fun.
Oh, baby, oh. there'll be German buzzer scheister films. I don't know,
German buzzer scheister phones, right? Yeah, any other last thoughts on that, Joe?
No.
Okay, Dave, your thoughts?
The future of pooping is here, folks. I mean, what can you say? I'm at a loss for words. One could say I'm a little constipated here.
This was a really shitty story to begin with.
We laugh, but it serves an invaluable function.
Oh, absolutely.
People certainly do need laxatives, and there's millions of people out there who have trouble pooping.
Mm-hmm.
We can joke about it, but apparently not everyone poops.
Yeah.
Some people just don't.
Yep.
What's that?
Some people just don't.
Right. I just got to break in here for just a second, because Dawkins Dog in the chat room, he said, the name's Bond, James Bond. I take my poops shaken, not stirred. So
that's right. Yeah, I mean, the vibrations in the capsule create contractions in the intestine.
Mm-hmm.
Helps the stools move through the digestive tract. It's washed out of the body with the bowel movement.
Right.
So it probably doesn't rattle around in the porcelain so much as it's probably stuck in the poop itself.
And then, yeah, watch it just start. You see your poop just kind of sitting there jiggling back and forth. Yeah.
Talk about explosive diarrhea.
We take a whole bunch of them? I just take a whole bunch of these robot pills.
Yeah, right.
You take one every other day. You just, like, take the whole bottle.
Oh, no. Well, you can't overdose on it.
Well, just wait until someone finds a way to abuse it, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story. I think that it's certainly something to look into, especially considering, I mean, there is a legitimate problem with people overusing laxatives and then becoming dependent on them.
Absolutely.
This could help combat that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to me to learn that twice as many women suffer from constipation than men.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. The little things you learn on this show.
The little things that you learn when you're investigating pooping, you know?
It says here that 42 million people around the world suffer from this. It means that some of them must be enjoying it, I'd imagine.
Yeah, right.
That's like those. That's like the commercial says, 9 out of 10 people who suffer from constipation. It means that, you know, that means that there's always that one that enjoys it.
Loves it.
Yeah, they kind of loves it. Oh yeah, I don't have to poop anymore. Those are, of course, those are politicians. Yeah. They're always full of shit.
Pooping. What a waste of time. Pooping's for the birds.
Who has time to poop?
Who has time to poop nowadays?
I'm so glad that smartphones came along, because now I have something to do while I poop.
Yeah. Here, I thought I was the only one. And speaking of not the only one, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. You are the only one that needs to know. tonight we are starting a new segment. It's called Shh, It's a Secret. There's an app out there. You can get it on most any smartphone, or you can just go to the website and you can read these things that people put out as a secret thing that they've done or whatever, and it's called Whisper. And tonight we're going to be pulling up. We're going to be. So this is since this is the first time we've ever done this. So some of this is going to be parody. Don't take everything we say to heart because this is, like I said, it's kind of parody and it's our first
100% serious.
It's 100% serious at the same time. So if you hate us or whatever, I'm sorry. We're starting this. We'll figure it out as we go. But we're going to pull up the first one now. And the first one, it says, I was late to my own graduation dinner because I was getting laid. Dave, what would be your response to this?
Hey, Dustin Hoffman.
Nice. Okay, moving on. Joe, I called in sick to work today. I'm actually drinking beer on my couch, applying for new jobs. This is what happens when you treat employees like they're disposable.
I'm applying for your job, and once I get it, I'm going to drink beer in your old cubicle and badmouth you because you're a terrible employee.
Oh, that's what I would put, too. All right. Now, mine. My dad had the opportunity to work at Apple when it first started up. He didn't take it. Well, you know, your dad's an idiot. Okay, Dave.
Clearly your dad is Bill Gates.
Your dad's Bill Gates. I walked in my parents' house from being away at college, and the first thing my dog did was sniff my belly. My secret, I'm pregnant. I think she knows. Dave.
No, that's peanut butter.
Okay, Joe. When I was pregnant, I amused myself whenever a stranger asked when I was due, and I acted all offended and said I wasn't pregnant.
Oh, that's so mean. What you should be asking is Maury to do some more pregnancy tests and find out who the baby daddy is.
There you go.
Yes.
All right.
Give me a second. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Mine, finally. All right. I used to cheat at snakes and ladders so my small child could learn how to cope with losing. You're a bad fucking parent. Way to go. Your child is now the next serial killer. All right, we're going to roll through this one more time. Dave, I accidentally walked in on my grandparents when they were about to have sex.
That's a lot of wrinkles. And
oh, my God.
A wrinkle in time.
That's a wrinkle in time. Okay. Joe, I just started dating a guy who has an identical twin brother. I'm terrified that I won't be able to tell them apart, and I don't know how to tell him that.
I would reply to this whisper by sharing a personal story. I actually knew a woman who was dating a guy who had a twin,
mm-hmm.
and she would often wonder if their penises looked alike. And so I would probably say, like, you should annoy the one you're dating by asking him what his brother's penis looks like.
Does your brother's penis look exactly the same as yours? Because I need to know then, just in case.
And then the next day, just be like, oh, by the way, that question I asked you, I found out.
Nice. Okay, last one. My girlfriend cheated on me. I broke up with her, but I haven't told her I had her Netflix password. That bitch is paying for me to watch movies. This is what you do. You get the garbiest porn movies, and you watch those on Netflix. Then make sure those that way everybody in her family sees that she's been downloading really hideous porn. And that's
watch all the Japanese sex movies, the cartoon sex ones.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
All right, have we been clear what Whisper is?
Yeah, no, Whisper, yeah, we basically said that at the beginning. Whisper is an app. This will
it's a new social network.
Yeah, it's a social network that you can post stuff to it anonymously. So yeah,
completely anonymous. You can just say whatever secret from your life and put it on Whisper, and then you can reply to shit.
Right.
And yo, it
and you can
it's
search
quickly addicting, and you can fuck with people on there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, the best part is that you can do a search for certain words or titles or whatever, if you want us to search for a certain word on the next show, when we do this, if we'll do this next, not next week, but the week after, we'll do this the week after, go to facebook.com/PackardPokeSet and type in the words you want us to search for, and we'll, the one that wins the most will get the most replies, and we'll start searching for those, and we'll get some fun stuff. So, and if you have a comment on any of the whispers that we said below, leave it in the comments section here below on YouTube and tell us what you would have said to each one of these ones. Make sure you write down what they said and then what your reply would be.
Let me quickly respond to this, because people are saying Twitter but anonymous. Actually, it's more than that. It's also a meme generator.
Yes.
So when you post your comments, it creates a random meme for you, or you can upload different pictures and use them as your memes.
Exactly. But, or you can do a search for a picture, too.
It's all picture-oriented, and even every response is in meme form.
Right, exactly. So definitely give it a look, and if you want us to use a certain word or something, you know, let us know over at facebook.com/PackardPokeSet. Okay,
if you search atheism on Whisper, you'll find a lot of Packard and Mize whispers.
Yep.
Or atheist or atheists with an S. Those are the three.
I changed my name. But you can change your name on there. So you can change. You can have your name be one thing one day. You can be completely somebody else.
Yeah, you have no idea if we said that, but it. A lot of our stuff isn't, like, I know, like, I'll just look at those tags and I'll be like, yep, mine, Packard, mine, Packard.
and if you search the word Packard, those are all Joe and my whispers.
That's true. That's fucking true.
All right. Well, we need to move.
And if you sign up for Whisper, make sure you say something about Packard and use that tag.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Anyway, well, we need to get going on, so let's get to – or well, before we get on to our next topic here, we got to get some special words out for you so you can get in contact with us. And we're going to tell you how to do that right now.
You should contact us by email at ppapodcast or packardpokesat@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Or just type Packard Pokes at into the Facebook search bar. Call our Google Voice at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And leave a short message and we will play it on the show. Join in the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. Download and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Mixler Radio, and watch the show on YouTube. Visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com for links to the stories and purchase merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat to support the show. For everyone that rates us, you are awesome sauce.
Well, hello there. I'm Packard Sonic. I would like to take a moment to ask you to consider taking this and donate it once a month to my show, Packard Pokesat. To do this, just go to patreon.com/packardpokesat and subscribe. That's only a quarter a show. What else can you get for a quarter these days and get so much entertainment? In fact, the first five people a month that donate $50 will get a hat of your choice from cafepress.com. With a donation of $100 or more, you get a t-shirt and a hat of your choice. However, if you're feeling really generous and want to support the show and wish to donate $200, you get not only your choice of a Packard Pokesat hoodie, but a t-shirt and a hat of your choice. Even if you decide to donate just one of these a month, every little bit helps. Thank you for watching. And we are back. Thank you, Joe. You do such a good job at that. How do you get those pictures and everything to flow like that?
I use ESP. I have a gift.
You have a gift?
Yes.
Did you get that from like Sears and Roebuck?
No. It's a gift from the other side.
Oh, the other side.
Yes.
Barnes & Noble.
Right. The other side of the mall. That's where I got my gift.
Anyway, speaking of crazy things, let's get on to the next topic for this evening. Actually, tonight, instead of talking about something crazy with the religious section, we're going to actually talk about something quite intelligent. What? This is intelligent? Yes, it is.
Since when are atheists intelligent?
Coming soon to a TV or a Roku device near you. Atheist TV, 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, and twice on Sunday, as I always like to say.
I bet the Sunday programming will be exquisite.
Yes, it will be. They were David Silverman, who is the president of the American Atheist Association, along with other people. They are trying to get their foot into the door, that atheism, into the general public. I mean, atheism is fairly well known. Usually you say that you're an atheist to some people, and then they like turn like, oh my God, like you just turned into some kind of horrid rock creature monster, and they run the other way. But to get it to more mainstream, it's been taking a long time, and it's finally coming to a reality. Later this year, he just announced it on May 6th that this is what's going to happen, that this is going to be, like I said, later this year. They are going to have a channel that's just dedicated to this. They're going to be reaching out to YouTube atheists as well to supply it, some of the programming. So if you're an atheist creator or designer or whatever, then or have an interesting show, then the chances of you being selected for this station might be a possibility. Joe, your thoughts?
Atheism TV, isn't that just Al Jazeera? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, this was bound to happen. YouTube, as we all know on this show, is filled with quality atheist content. And the Atheist Experience TV show from the ACA down in Austin, that's been running strong for almost 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
So they could easily fill a channel up with programming that would take forever to run through. I mean, I just hope that they fill it with variety. You know, I would love to see convention lectures, because
mm-hmm.
I never get to go to conventions. They always happen really far away from me. But yeah, I mean, if they came out with this and it was available streaming, or I mean, they were talking about some device that you attach to your TV. I don't know what that means, but like
you just put it on the TV and it just attaches to the TV and it just hangs right in front of the screen.
Yeah, that's weird. We have internet. We have, you know. Like, there's other ways that they can stream this. So, I mean, if this is the first step, then fine. But, yeah, I would watch it. I would like to see, like, certain stuff. I mean, a lot of times I put on, personally, I put on the news just as, like, a noise background. And then I go on the internet and I like, barely pay attention to the news anyway. But if that was available as, like, a channel, I would put that on as my background noise.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely would do that, too. Because you never know what you're...
Every now and then there's going to be somebody on there who's, like, you really, like, you know, like, Lawrence Krauss will come out and be like, so, let's talk about the universe. I'd be like, all right, whatever I was doing on the internet, this is taking a back seat and sit there and, like, nothing you say, huh?
Yeah, I can just see that the thing here is that I see is that Christians will say, well, you're proselytizing, so it's a religion now, which I get a lot, especially, you know, on that last application. If you talk about atheism or whatever, it's you're proselytizing it.
Yeah, but
so.
how many religious channels are there?
Exactly. That's exactly my point, is that there's like 10,000 religious channels out there, or 10,000 religious shows, right, or whatever. But if you talk about atheism even once, all of a sudden now you're preaching it, and now it's all of a sudden a religion because you talked about it, which is completely nonsense. It's like saying, well, let's say I like dolphins and I talk about it a lot, and I talk about dolphins this, dolphins that. Does that mean dolphins are religion? No, it's not a fucking religion. Go ahead,
and,
Joe.
And,
I'm sorry.
And even worse is they'll say, oh, because you're talking about it, it's a religion.
Yeah.
You know, they use that as like a bad word. It's like, hello, you're religious?
That's right. They're trying to – the reason I think they do that is because they're trying to say, oh, well, see, now that you're a religion, now that you're under the same guidelines as us. So it's like, whatever. Did you have any last thoughts on that, Joe?
Like I said, I look forward to, like, if I get to watch it, because I'm not sure I'd have that little device attached to my TV. Mm-hmm. But if I get to watch it, I would definitely check it out. I think that they would provide some good content.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens. I mean, cool. Hell yeah.
Yep.
I'm for it.
And Karn in the chat room said, praise the Lord, our flying spaghetti monster. So
there is so much good content out there. I mean, not just YouTube, but in the podcast community, the YouTube community, everywhere. There's just so much good content. Like somebody in the article, somebody asked Dave Silverman, do you think that one day there could be like a radio station? And he said, well, that's a possibility. Of course, there. Oh my goodness, you know how many podcasts there are? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Ours being one of them.
Yes, ours being one of them.
Absolutely. If everybody that's out there could go to secular.fm and tell them pick up Packard Pokesat. I've been trying to get their attention. They're like, yeah, we're kind of busy. Tell them. Everybody that's here, go to secular.fm, and if you're listening to this later on the podcast, go to secular. Stop what you're doing. Whatever it is you're doing, you're driving, you pull your car over, and you go to secular.fm on your smartphone, or you get to your computer the second you walk in the door, and you get in there and you say, pick up Packard Pokesat. We want this show on our that show on your channel. Dave, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that this is – personally, I think this is a good idea. I can certainly see how a lot of people would disagree and think that it is not necessarily a great idea. I think that people will call it proselytizing. I think that people will liken it to evangelicals and televangelists. And those will be some of the criticisms that we'll likely hear. Ultimately, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be represented.
Right.
As you had said, I mean, there are over 100 Christian television stations that are airing in the United States. There are 4 Jewish television stations at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So a
and the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Atheist television station. And frankly, I mean, it's on the Roku box. It'll be 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. However, it's only going to reach about 7 million households.
Right.
Being the way that it's going to be broadcast for now, because Roku's fairly small.
Right. It's getting bigger.
But if it does well, then who knows? Who's going to – if someone sees something that they can make money off of, they'll pick it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah. I think that ultimately it's a good way to get secular programming out there. I think that the more that atheist viewpoint – not the atheist viewpoint show that will be airing on there,
right,
but rather – just the viewpoint of atheists.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the more that it's out there in the public eye, the more accepted we'll end up being, just because people will see that we're not, you know, Satan worshipers or,
right,
or, you know, the monsters that we're often made out to be.
Exactly.
And I think that's a positive thing overall.
Yep.
And I definitely watch it if I got a chance.
Absolutely.
And Atheist Radio, I definitely listen to that as well.
Yeah, oh, I would too. Speaking of radio stations and TV stations, out in Utah, the Mormons, they own several TV stations out there, so they can broadcast whatever they want and stuff that comes on TV that they decide, well, we don't want to watch the broadcast. It's like the Modern Family, they decide they're not broadcasting that TV show at all because, you know, there's a gay couple in there. And the reboot of Cosmos, they said they weren't even going to put that one on the air at all out there.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I remember hearing, that they said, well, we're just not going to play it. Oh, it's come next season or whatever. So.
I didn't hear that any Fox affiliates were denying it.
Yeah, I've heard a few said that we're not going to, they were going to try to block it all together and just put something else on.
I saw a satirical article that claimed that, but I haven't seen anything from a legitimate news source.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll have to look. I heard it on one of my podcasts that said that
there was the
Daily Current
station Oklahoma, where they cut to like a news clip while Grass Tyson was talking about evolution in the opening episode.
Mm-hmm.
But and like everybody was like, oh my god, like you know they totally did that on purpose. But it turns out likely, I mean, nobody knows for sure, but likely it was just an accident.
Well, I can tell you right now, I have a friend that actually works at the Fox station, and this stuff comes in several hours ahead of time. So they have time to do editing and whatnot and put stuff together before it broadcasts out. So, yeah, they could have done it quite intentionally.
Oh, yeah, they could have. They totally could have. It's in their power. They could have. But likely, I mean, because in that episode, Tyson had mentioned evolution earlier or later, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and like they didn't get all of it. They just like it was just kind of randomly, coincidentally over that spot in the episode. And then later in
I guess we'll find out when the repeats come
episode
on.
Episode came out.
Yeah, huh? I was gonna say when they go to repeat, if it's in the repeat, then we'll know that it's the it was intentional, but we won't know until the repeats show up.
Well, back on topic, that won't happen on the atheist station.
That's right. They won't.
Because we were talking about this atheist station.
That's right. The Christians are going to go, we're going to try to get in there and cut their Roku line. We don't want that.
See, they don't have the power to do that if they have the intention or not.
Exactly.
So someone if someone on the Atheist Network accidentally makes a mistake and blocks out some evolution thing, we can know that it was a legitimate mistake.
On Family Guy, they did Cosmos According to Rednecks.
And it was great.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. The universe was created by God. So on the Atheist channel, they could do like the religious story of creation. Like, on the first day, God created the Big Bang.
I've talked to a lot of believers out there. A lot of them actually say, well, God created the Big Bang. It's like, so I've had to go back and forth around them on this, too. It's like, okay, well, what's the plausibility of that the Big Bang was started by an alien brewing beer in his house? Same.
Actually, I'm sorry. The astronomer that first proposed the idea of the Big Bang was actually a Catholic priest.
Mm.
And when he proposed the idea, the Pope at the time actually picked it up and ran with it and was like, oh, this is it. Scientific proof of Genesis. Right here, the singularity was the light that was started. And he actually had to write a letter. The priest, who was also a physicist, had to write a letter to the Pope and be like, hey, listen, you need to stop saying that. That's seriously not what's going down
right
with this.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that position has totally been taken before, yeah.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, Dave, do you have anything else you want to say on this before we move on?
No, I'll leave it at that.
All right, very good. All right, let's get to our last topic for this evening. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. And tonight, did you know they're an atheist? We're going to be talking about someone who just passed away recently, isn't he? And he was known for being a character actor, is best known for being a character actor on Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He played the detective. His name was Bob Hoskins. That's B-O-B-H-O-S-K-I-N-S. He just passed away recently, and he was not, I wouldn't say outspoken, because I really didn't even know he was an atheist. There was several quotes here from an article. They got everything all backwards here. In an article, in the 2002 article in Scotland titled Preacher Features, he was asked if he was about his beliefs. He says, I was brought up an atheist while my dad was a communist. I can't really believe there is an old fellow up there guiding us at all. I can't really believe there is a heaven and a hell. And in an April 2012 interview with Saga Magazine, he stated candidly that he's an atheist. I'm an atheist, you know. So family is everything. I've got money, yeah, but it's my family that I care about. So right there he says that he's an atheist. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, Bob Hoskins was great in Hook and Enemy at the Gates, which is one of the best World War II movies ever made. He was actually in a few World War II movies. He played Winston Churchill in a movie called When the Lions Roared, and he played Mussolini in the movie Mussolini and I.
Mm.
But we can't forget the role that he will be forever remembered for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a children's movie. We've all seen it. He played Mario in Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Yes.
Video gamer.
What a gem. Most movies based on video games are Oscar material, but Super Mario Brothers the movie is the Lawrence of Arabia of video game movies. It has action, love, suspense, John Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins. but yeah, I mean, he's definitely a cool guy. His quotes are cool. Yeah, and until after he passed, I had no idea. I think Connie was the one that alerted us to this.
Yeah, she did.
She said, "Did you know Bob Hoskins?" And we're like, "What, really? Huh?" And
yeah, so, I was like, yeah. I was just when I had heard he had passed away, I was like, the first thought I came, I wonder if he was an atheist. I'm just kind of curious, but I didn't. Because I was actually working at the time, so I really didn't have a chance to look, and I just kind of forgot. But I did tell some people, oh, he passed away. It's like, oh, that's sad, you know. But I didn't even know that he was an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say on that?
No.
Okay, Dave, your thoughts.
He's fantastic in Always Sunny.
I haven't seen that one.
No. I'm joking. He actually made jokes himself that he would play Danny DeVito in Danny DeVito's life.
You know what's funny is he got the role in Mario Brothers when Danny DeVito turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I read that on IMDb, which is a completely trustworthy source.
Yeah.
Of course, yes.
I actually saw an interview with him when he was doing when they interviewed him for Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He said they showed a scene of him jumping into a bunch of garbage cans, because you know there's that famous scene in there where he's being hauled off by a gorilla, because after he's, being kicked out of the club, he's being literally thrown into the garbage can, and they made him redo the shot like several times, 7 to 8, 10 times or whatever. And he says, and he was talking about that. He goes, at the end of the day, the producer kept telling me he wanted to do it over and over again. It's like, I just wanted to kill him, But it's like, I can understand that. Who makes you want to jump into a set of garbage cans 10 times just to get one good shot,
What I found interesting is to learn that in his personal life, at 25 years old, he herded camels in Syria. What an interesting job. I mean, who herds camels in Syria?
People who live in Syria?
Besides Syrians.
Yeah, he evidently, before he got into acting, which he did late, he did jobs all over the place doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's super interesting. Apparently his father was a communist.
Yep.
Which is an interesting factoid as well.
Yep.
Which makes his atheism completely understandable now.
Right.
In an interview, when asked what he owed his parents, he said, "Confidence. My mom used to say to me, if someone doesn't like you, fuck them. They've got bad taste."
That's good.
I think that's a great attitude to have. And he certainly has given a lot to a lot of different movies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, he was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
which is
absolutely. That's a great one. If you're out there, get a chance to go to IMDb, look him up. Look up at what he's done and get a chance to see some of the videos that he's done.
It's amazing because you don't even remember or realize how many films he actually has been in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He had over 100 acting gigs.
Yep. And there's, like they said, Dave just said, there's a lot of stuff that you probably don't even realize he's ever done.
Well, and there's a bunch of stuff that he was the second choice for as well. Like in The Untouchables, they said that if Robert De Niro turned it down, he was going to play Al Capone.
Really? Now that would have been interesting.
It really would have been.
Yep.
He might have been a better Al Capone.
Yeah. He may have been.
Oh, you don't know that. Well, we'll never find out either. So
that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of finding out, now we got to find out that we are at the end of the show and we need to get going. So I want to thank everybody for coming. And if you, going back to the Whisper thing for just a moment, there's a number over here. It's 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. If you have a Whisper that you want us to play on the show, tell us what the Whisper said and the response, or just read the response and put it on Google Voice there, and we'll play it on the show next week. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for coming. We'll be back again next week with our regular longer show. So we'll see you next week. This has been Packer Pokes Out. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.